Good morning. I'm Rob Teplitz. I have the honor of representing the 15th District, which is the city of Harrisburg, where we're at now, most of Dauphin County, and all of Perry County. I'm here today to help release this report that is so important. What brought me here was cancer touching my own life, as it has touched most Pennsylvanians and most Americans' lives. I grew up around here. I went away to college and law school. Came back after law school. Within about a month, received a phone call from the family of one of my closest friends from college that he was dying of a very rare form of stomach cancer that had just surfaced, and they just found it, and it would take his life, and it did take his life within the next month. And in figuring out how to deal with that as a young person, I found my way to the American Cancer Society, the Capital Region Unit here in Harrisburg, and became a volunteer, eventually chaired the Daffodil Days fundraiser that they do every year, went on the board, and was able to work with those good folks on advocacy and research and prevention. Here in the State Senate, I've tried to be an advocate for policies that will help support your efforts, the efforts that we're talking about today. One of the first things that I was able to do, and this credit deserves to go to Governor Corbett, was when he nominated Dr. Aralia to the Pennsylvania Cancer Control Board, my constituent. We got to know each other, and I was very pleased to help support that confirmation. She opened my eyes up to the importance of the board. And more recently, the fact that the board tenure was going to expire this year. So we were able to insert into the fiscal code that passed along with the budget an extension of 10 years so that the board can continue to do its work. We also were able to pass into law Act 66 of 2015, which creates a prostate cancer task force to deal with that issue and advise the Department of Health and the governor on what we should be doing for that particular form of cancer. But what is very important in the world of treating this terrible menace is data. Because without data, especially data relating to underserved and minority populations, we can't know what the most effective ways to treat and prevent research might be. That's why this report is so important, and I very much appreciate being invited to help release the report, and I look forward to doing whatever I can once the report is released and we can digest it to figure out how to match that up with public policy to implement the recommendations and make sure that the Latino population and other populations that are historically underserved in our community have the same advantage as any other population, that we can make sure that everyone can live in a cancer-free world. We can't solve any problem if we don't have data, and that's what's important about this report, is to take a look about how cancer is affecting the Latino, Hispanic community in particular. So I was very pleased to be able to be here for the release. I wasn't aware that cancer had such a burden in the particular areas that the report authors discussed, and I'm hoping that we can use that for research, advocacy, and prevention. Well, I think we should digest the report and absolutely work to implement its recommendations for the Latino community and also more broadly for other minority populations that are historically underserved.